This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Universal basic income. It's just constantly in the news, this concept that you should just be able to do nothing and the government will pay for it and that'll work out economically. No, it won't. Beyond the fact that the economics is terrible, the incentives are backwards, and it's, you know, bad for those reasons, and of course it's coercive. The Foundation for Economic Education is going into other reasons why it's bad, because it'll destroy, for a lot of people, the sort of the social, what they call the social virtues of work.
Right.
All the good things for the individual and for society that work does for people. And so it's Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio. We'll continue with that here in just a moment, because you said there's a little bit more.
Yes.
And then we'll get into Sacha Baron Cohen and his new Showtime series that premiered this week. Already, of course, offending pretty much a lot of people who've watched it from various different sides of the political spectrum.
I'm still mad about him, about the Ron Paul scene.
We're going first to Patty in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Patty.
Now, Mr. Daryl, I had a question for you real quick. I think that you talking about this here article is funny and all, because you use this radio show to beg for money. You beg for money to go over to the Capitol to sit in front of all them legislatures and listen to them all day, and then you beg for money to go do some race. Now, do you think it's working to actually beg for money, or do you think you ought to work for someone and get a paycheck?
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm begging for money, so you mentioned about a rate. Hold on, hold on. Hold on. I'm trying to respond to you. You mentioned about the race, so I'm running the New York City Marathon. The money that I am raising is money going to the Innocence Project. That's not money coming to me.
I can confirm that. The Shire Free Church offered... Hold on, I'd like to confirm what it is he's saying here. That way you know he's not lying. I have, on behalf of the Shire Free Church, donated matching funds to this particular fundraiser, and I received a receipt from the Innocence Project. So it's not like you just took the money and, like, you know, spent it on hookers or something like that.
Right.
None of that money went toward a hotel. None of that money went toward
a plane. It's just a fundraiser for a charity.
I'm paying for the hotel out of my pocket. I'm paying for my travel down to New York City out of my pocket.
But Patty was correct. You do ask for money to support your crowd-funded lobbyist campaign.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Begging for money.
What's wrong? He's a crowd-funded lobbyist. The whole idea behind crowdfunding, maybe you've never heard of it before, is where you go to the crowd. You go to the masses and you say, hey, I'm doing this thing that you might like. If you like it, you can support me.
Right.
And that's what's happening there.
It sounds about like someone sitting on the side of the road with a sign asking for money. To me, I mean, I'm
doing things.
What are you doing? You're sitting in front of the legislature going out to eat, and you just sitting there doing what? Nothing? Or maybe talking a time or two?
I do not take politicians out to lunch. I don't take politicians out to supper. Are you going to let me respond or not?
Go ahead.
So I have never actually reached the funding goal for the lobbyist firm, but I'm still at the legislature when they're in session.
What's your goal?
$5,000 a year.
And
I've come close.
And you were at what?
Well, it changes because sometimes there's one-time contributions that come in. There are some recurring contributions. Last year, I $500. So I come close.
Wasn't last year your first full year?
Yeah.
I mean, to hit 95 or 90% of your goal in the first year.
I've come close, but I also, you know, have wound up, gone up before I ever created the lobbyist firm.
Right.
So go up, testify on legislation, talk to politicians, and I'm doing this whether I make the goal or not. Right. I'm just trying to help offset some of my costs.
Yeah, why shouldn't he be able to do that, Patty, given that the typical lobbyist is going to corporations,
They're getting big,
the typical lobbyist is getting $5,000 to $10,000 per quarter.
Right. They're getting deep pocket corporations like, you know, Budweiser or whoever to sponsor them to go and do their bidding, the corporate bidding. Daryl is providing a service
on behalf of the people,
on behalf of individuals who wish to sponsor him to do this service. And as he pointed out, he would do it anyway as much as he could. This just allows you to devote more time to it, to, you know, focus on this rather than it being something you do in your spare time. It can be something you're doing more professionally. I mean, Patty, what's your problem with that?
It's just funny that, y'all sit here and talk about your strong work ethic, yet then you're on the radio trying to ask for money to do your work. And I mean, I guess that's a different way of looking at it.
Why shouldn't somebody be able to get rewarded for doing work? That's why you work, right? Is so you can take a paycheck home?
I do get a pay, and I'm an old man now. Maybe that's the reason everybody does a little different.
This is called a new economy, right? Where you don't have to go through the old methods to make money these days. You can go directly to the individuals who you service. So when you're working for a boss, you got to make the boss happy. You got to do the things the boss wants you to do. Daryl's got, 50 bosses, 100 bosses, basically? How many donators you have? I don't know.
Probably
I've never asked you.
25,
so
30.
A couple dozen, few dozen folks.
Right.
You know, that means not one person gets undue influence on
him.
If somebody gets mad and says, "All right, Daryl, you said something in front of the legislature I don't agree with," they pull their support.
If he doesn't provide customer satisfaction at the end of the day, that's it.
I think it's not just that. It's them teachers getting the summer off, but they get paid, or them people.
Well, those are government workers. Teachers work for the government, and I agree with you.
Any seasonal worker that only works during for like 6 to 8 months and then takes the rest of the time off, I just think working year-round, 40 hours a week, is the right way to go. But I could be wrong.
You could be wrong. But it might be right for you. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, there's a time and a place, and everyone does something different. And I just want to say,
I've had a 40-hour week job before.
You two guys are some of the hardest working guys I know.
Yeah, thanks.
You guys are constantly busy putting things out. You know, going filming my stinking court case last week. I mean, that was hours out of your morning.
I had to get up early for that one.
Yeah, that was an early one. It was nice that it was speed trial, but I mean, you guys, I work in a lot of different places. I move around a lot, and I've seen different types of work ethics and work attitudes out there, and I'm impressed.
I don't do much besides work, and that could be a critique against me. Is that I
might also
work
be that you don't have?
Much.
Yeah, you guys don't have a life either because you're always constantly outputting content.
Yeah, I've had to force myself to do stuff other than work, and a lot of the stuff that I do when I'm not working is other stuff that kind of is like work. So,
well, right, like on a Libertarian Party meeting or something, you get the executive committee
that
you're on. Or
then, like training for races. There's a lot of discipline. There's a lot of time that gets invested into that.
Yep.
And a lot of people, they're like, that's too much, work. I don't want to do that crap.
But as far as what you guys do and asking for donations, asking for money for what you provide, I think this is the new way. I prefer this method because you actually reward. You are rewarded for your content.
Right. Like every podcast that I listen to, they will pitch at the end, "Hey, if you like it, head to Patreon. Throw us a couple bucks."
You can't do YouTube anymore. I guess they kind of.
You have to do that because if you're a podcaster, you don't have a, if you're not Adam Carolla or Joe Rogan or, one of these Hollywood people who's got a huge fan base that's going to listen to every word that comes out of their mouth by default, if you're starting something new from scratch, you've got to ask your fans for support. You're not going to make anything initially. There's no way you can go to an advertiser, right out the gate.
A lot of those ad companies, they'll say, all right, once you get 25,000-30,000 downloads per episode, then we might have something
for you. That's 10 times what we get, and we've been podcasting since 2005, since there was the podcast concept created. Right. We were putting out archives years before that, you know, when you had to manually go and download the archive from the website. So we've been doing digital delivery of audio, MP3 audio, for the entire time Free Talk Live has been on the air, since night number one in November of 2002. And, you know, you've got to go to the people.
And then when you finally do get advertisers, then perhaps you become beholden to those advertisers.
You've got
to
watch out for that.
You've got to watch out for what you say. You've got to make them happy because they might drop you overnight.
Yep. And having the people supporting you is a way that you can protect yourself from feeling like you've got to be desperate for advertisers and take on questionable clients. And if I hadn't been here, boy, Mark would have taken on some real questionable clients.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've been talking about the universal basic income, which ended up turning into a conversation just about new types of funding methods, crowdfunding, in the case of your crowdfunded lobbyist
yep.
that you do, which is called Liberty Lobby. We didn't mention that in the last segment, I don't think. LibertyLobby.info, I believe,
yes.
is the current website where you can go and you can listen to Daryl at some audio-only hearings where you'll record the entire hearing that you where you speak. Maybe not the whole hearing, but at least your portion of speaking.
I will upload my portion. I generally do record the entire thing instead of just, you know, turning the recorder on just before I start speaking and turn it off. And there are a couple of hearings where I did upload the entire testimony.
Because it was that important. You thought you
yes.
really wanted to put that up there. And then, of course, there's a lot of them that I've video recorded over the last couple of years. I know you've linked to some of that at your site. And
yes.
then, of course, there's a lot more State House testimony hearings. If you're into that, if you're into looking at what happens in, it's an ugly process. I mean, I don't recommend
There's a reason watch. They say that if you like yeah. sausage or laws, never watch how they're made.
Yeah, so if you are into that, then you can go to the Free Keen YouTube channel. And, there's hours and hours and hours of that kind of stuff.
Yes.
As well as some cool civil disobedience videos. Like, there's the whole range.
And hours and hours and hours could be just one hearing.
Yeah, it could be. So check him out over at libertylobby.info if you want to get behind his funding efforts, because you're going to be gearing up again to hit up the state representatives later this year, coming soon, I'd imagine, because they've got to file their legislation coming up for the next year.
Right,
soon.
And at some point in the not-too-distant future, there's going to be a special session to deal with how New Hampshire is going to respond to that horrible Supreme Court ruling that we discussed that says that states can force companies that aren't physically located in their state to pay sales tax to customers or because of sales that happen. So, for instance, a New Hampshire company like Think Penguin, if they sell a computer to someone in South Dakota,
mm-hmm, where they're trying to tax outside entities,
and they wind up, you know, doing enough sales, then the state of South Dakota would say, Think Penguin, you have to give us a bunch of sales tax money now.
So what is this special session?
The governor is trying to, he's already announced that he's going to call a special session, which means that the legislature will convene for the purpose of
this one thing.
Hearing this one thing.
Which is
plus,
expensive, right? Because they got to pay them all for gas or whatever.
There's also been a couple of things that he vetoed, so they'll probably wind up saying, while we're here, we're going to vote on overriding vetoes.
Interesting. Okay.
They'll just, you know, probably have it be a multi-purpose thing unless the governor says you can't do anything other than this.
Because this is a part-time legislature, and normally
correct.
They only really meet regularly in the wintertime, basically. That's pretty... Wintertime, early spring.
From January through mid-May.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. So anyway, we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts.
Well, Daryl, why haven't they gone to online conferencing yet? What is so hard about that? I mean, everyone.
It would be hard as hell with 400 people. I mean, there'd have to be some kind of complicated system of signaling to.
Yeah, but hold on.
I've been on conferences with 20 people,
yeah.
and it was an absolute
S show. Yeah.
I would not want to be on a conference with 399 other people.
No, I would quit my job. Not the House hearings. I'm talking about the committees.
Oh. It would still be hard. It's hard because you can't make eye contact with people, and then where would the people
Where would the people go to
testify?
How would you wind up signaling, I want to testify? It would be an absolute F show.
Yeah, you'd be better off just shutting down the government than trying to change it.
Oh, I like that. I like that idea, too.
So let me see here. We got Mortified Penguin on the line. He's on Skype and calling from Virginia, I believe. Hello, Penguin.
Yeah, thank you, Minister. Hey. I actually wanted to call about a news story I heard this morning. And it was about the Las Vegas shooting and the fallout from that.
Okay.
So apparently the MGM that owns the Mandalay Bay Hotel is suing the victims that were a thousand or more victims and victims surviving, you know, family members were suing the MGM, mm-hmm. and they're countersuing us, but they were suing, you know, because of liability, I guess, for the attack, the deadly attack there. And they were countersuing, or they were suing the victims because under a law passed after the September 11th attacks that limited or, you know, prevented liability under, you know, due to terrorist attacks of some sort. I don't know the specifics.
Why are they suing? I mean, they're not going to get money out of these victims. What are they suing for?
I saw the headline on this and read, like, the first paragraph of the thing, and it was some kind of lawsuit to prevent the people that were injured from being able to sue.
Yeah.
It's like a reverse class action.
Daryl, I believe you are correct. They are protecting themselves. They don't want to be sued.
Well, they shouldn't be held liable for some maniac. I mean, how the hell were they supposed to do something about this nut job?
That's what I'm saying. What conceivably could they have done?
I mean, I can't understand why they would countersue. That's the confusing part to me.
It's like a reverse class action.
Somehow he was able to get these hundreds of pounds of weapons up to his suite, so they could be held responsible for not monitoring their hallways and their elevators. He used the service elevator.
He's got a bunch of boxes or cases or whatever with guns in, it's none of their damn business what he's bringing into the hotel. What are they going to do? Start searching everybody who comes into their hotel? I mean, that's not a precedent you want to set.
Maybe someone wants to set that precedent.
And we're talking about that in the aftermath, but, I mean, it just hasn't happened because it's just not feasible. I mean, there were a lot of things talking about in the industry. I'm in that industry, by the way.
Hotel?
I'm working in that industry.
Hotel?
Yeah. So I listen out for that kind of thing. And it just, I mean, maybe at some hotels, yes, that's a really high-profile place, but that's just not feasible.
No.
You know, I mean,
checkpoints at every damn hotel lobby. That's crazy. But yes, I agree with you, Conan. There are probably people that want that.
Oh, most definitely.
But they're not going to get that. I'm sorry. I mean, the courts aren't going to rule in favor of. I sure hope they're not going to rule in favor of the plaintiffs in that case.
But whatever.
Since the attack, more than 2,500 people have brought lawsuits or threatened to file lawsuits against MGM Resort International and its subsidiaries.
Of course, the lawyers are trying to, you know, get people to let them sue or pay them to sue them or whatever. I wonder how many of the attorneys are taking those pro bono or on
they're talking about the negative publicity from MGM, but I mean, can they really withstand like 1,000 suits or 1,000 victims or so, or 1,000 parties?
MGM, they can afford a lot of attorneys.
So they can afford attorneys.
No, but can they afford to lose the lawsuit?
Well, no.
Right.
I mean,
so, article here from CNN says the owners of Mandalay Bay say that they bear no responsibility for the shooting.
Of course not.
They're facing a barrage of lawsuits over the shooting and responded by naming more than 1,000 of the shooting victims as defendants in two lawsuits of their own. They're not seeking monetary damages, but citing federal laws are asking the courts to protect them from legal action filed by the victims. So it's essentially a reverse class action lawsuit.
Without money.
Correct.
Because in a class action suit, if you're on the winning team, you get like 7 cents.
Right, so it's we're filing suit against everybody in America to prevent them from suing us for damages.
Interesting. Thanks for the call tonight, Penguin, for bringing that up. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. Coming up, Sacha Baron Cohen, the creator of Borat. And Ali G. He's back at it with 4 new characters and taking on the American political class.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. still in damage control mode after what many saw as a weak performance at the Helsinki summit. President Trump now says he warned Vladimir Putin there could be no more election interference. The president tells CBS News he holds Vladimir Putin responsible for meddling as the leader of his country, but he shrugs off criticism that he wasn't forceful enough at Helsinki.
You have people that said you should have gone up to him, you should have walked up and started screaming in his face. We're living in the real world.
The president says he warned Putin not to interfere again, but he also bristles at the criticism he faced this week.
It's just a fake news deal. They love this narrative. Nobody has been tougher on Putin and on Russia than Donald Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us here. The number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And want to make sure you know about AnyPay. If you operate a retail business and you're looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance, it has never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. I can't tell you how important that is. If you've ever looked into the process of getting some sort of a system for accepting cryptocurrency at retail, they all want to know your social security number, your bank account information. AnyPay, all they need is your username and password, and you can set those to be whatever you want. And that's it. Then you're in. You sign up, you drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in their setup page, and load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash and others at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global. Sacha Baron Cohen is back, and it must be like 18 years, because I remember watching Ali G and Borat a long time ago. It seems like 2002 would have been the range.
Ali G was 1998 when it started.
Was it? Yeah, it sounds about right.
Wow. So he created these characters years ago and managed to pull the wool over all kinds of political animals' eyes in the UK. And then he brought his characters over to the United States, and he did the same thing with those same characters. But eventually people started to learn the characters.
He said the worst thing about his characters and why they never, ever reemerge is because people figure out, oh, that's Borat.
They
oh, that's
Ali
G. Yeah. Oh, that's Bruno. We can't anything you say to him is going on the candid camera.
There's a limited lifespan for these characters. And so now he's got four new ones. And so it's a Showtime series called Who is America? It started on Sunday night, so I presume it's going to be on Sunday nights. I don't know how many episodes it's slated for, but it's going to be a good one. I watched the first episode this week. Here's an angry opinion piece about the episode from Lucy Mangan, who doesn't even look happy in her Guardian photo here. She's got it's like an opinion kind of section of the culture section of the Guardian.
She's not. She's just serious.
Oh, and
she's unhappy.
That's how all my
she's
photos
unhappy.
Look. I don't smile in my photos.
Was Roy Moore shown in whatever
no,
you
Moore.
Watched?
No.
Because apparently Roy Moore, one of the people that got duped here, yep. has threatened to file a lawsuit if any of the footage is shown on Showtime.
Oh, good. I bet Showtime will love that.
I've got a list here from the website Vulture.com of all the people that Sacha Baron Cohen has duped so far with this new show.
Series? Okay.
Dick Cheney.
Ooh, Bernie Sanders.
Sarah Palin. Joe Walsh,
there were
scrolling down,
there
Ted
were
Koppel, Roy Moore, Austin Rhodes, who is somebody I'm not familiar with, apparently an Augusta, Georgia
talk show host. I don't know how long this list is
going to
be. There were at least a dozen in the first episode.
Joe Arpaio.
Let's get into what happened in the first episode here, because I want people to know about the show. So here's the story from The Guardian, which does a decent job of summarizing, although it's obviously going to have some opinion. There are, testing times for anyone who's still trying to keep alive the distinction between truth and lies. Reality and fiction, the President of the United States and an ambulant cheese stick, sanity and madness, and even more testing, it turns out, for anyone attempting comedy based on a shared and certain vision of those categories and depending on the collective recognition of deviation from them for laughs. Sacha Baron Cohen, the inventor of parodic luminaries such as Ali G, Borat, and fashionista Bruno, is back with a new set of characters, using heavy prosthetics this time to disguise his now well-known face. In Who is America? As with his earlier creations, they are designed to dupe and manipulate prominent people into saying unfortunate things and test the limits of individual gullibility.
And, of course, edit the video to make it look like they're dumb as...
Of course.
Dumb as rocks.
And with his earlier work, the characters themselves are brilliantly done. In the opening episode, he produces Billy Wayne Ruddock Jr., the founder of an alt-right conspiracy theorist InfoWars-like website who hates on Obamacare because it forced him to go to the doctor and find out he had two types of diabetes, obese legs, and chalky deposits, unquote. He also has that's the first character you're introduced to. And
this is the one that interviewed Sarah Palin and asked Sarah Palin a question about Chelsea Clinton's sex change.
This will be in a later episode that wasn't this week, so that has yet to air.
Okay.
In this week's episode, the Billy Wayne guy meets up with a couple of right-wingers, basically, and chats. Or no, excuse me, Billy Wayne meets with Bernie Sanders. That's the first. It's the opening scene. So Bernie Sanders is the first victim in this particular case. Now, you can kind of feel like Sacha Cohen may be a left-leaning person based on kind of the feel of the show, but he's going after everybody here.
Right.
And did he make him look like an idiot? That's all I'm asking. That's all I want.
He didn't make Bernie look as much like an idiot.
But probably Palin.
Well, that didn't happen
yet. Of course.
So.
And that there's an apology letter that Billy Wayne Ruddock posted on Twitter that I would love to get to.
The character? As the character?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. So let me at least get through the four characters here because we're pretty short on time.
Yep.
We can talk more about this, too, because they're the gun segment.
Oh, yeah, this is just episode one. There's six more.
The bulk of this show was the gun segment, and oh, my God, that alone deserves some discussion. But anyway, going on. In the opening episode, you get Billy Wayne Ruddock Jr., and then the wet bag hat wearing. He had the pea hats.
Okay.
Yeah. The
little pink
hats,
yep.
that people were wearing. That he was wearing. Liberal Nira Kane Nicocello. Quote, and this is how he introduces himself in this segment. I'm a cisgender white heterosexual male for which I apologize. Was part of his self-introduction in the segment, where he then sits down with this ultra-liberal character who's wearing an NPR shirt, you know.
Okay.
Sits down at a dinner table with a couple of Trump-supporting Republicans and talks to them. And those two actually seemed relatively, like, with it. Like, they didn't seem like they were... It wasn't the most offensive section. It wasn't the most gotcha section. Okay. I would say it's probably the weakest as far as the comedy was concerned. But it was funny because in that segment, Sacha Cohen was really doing most of the comedy. So he was the character was funny. It wasn't as funny with the victims in that one. So it really wasn't typical in that way. But going on, he also has ex-con Rick Sherman, who paints with his own feces and ejaculate. And that segment was just... bizarre.
Oh, I'm sure.
He meets with an art gallery lady. And this lady seems to be taking him seriously.
Oh, yeah, because you can't deny art.
Right.
Art is art.
And at one point, he pulls out a... So, like, he shows her the art that he made in prison with his fecal yep. matter and ejaculate. And she's commenting on how nice it is and this and that. And eventually, he pulls out a brush... that he claims was made from the pubic hairs of various famous people or whatever, artists or prisoners, I forget who, but, you know, famous pubic hairs, and asks her to contribute to it, and she does it.
She doesn't?
She does.
Oh,
she contributes her own pubic hair to this man who's a very, you know, creepy kind of jail, you know, ex-con looking dude. And then finally... the final segment, which is the bulk of the show, was former Israel Army Colonel Eran Murad with a very heavy, over-exaggerated accent, I will add, and very obvious, like, facial prosthetics, keen to extend his child-arming kindergartens program into the United States. They're all convincing, committed performances, meticulously prepared and backed up by formidable wit and intelligence that allow him to pivot and follow wherever his patsy seems poised most fruitfully to take him. But also with his earlier work, it's also not always clear who or what the target is, and more often than not, the interviews seem to end up proving the strength of people's politeness rather than the weakness of their principles. They probe the limits of their patience rather than their gullibility or their self-belief. This was fairly faintly tedious and frustrating back in what I think it has become reasonable to call simply the before times, when no more than ordinarily misguided incompetent buffoons ran the world, and our problems existed in no more than three manageable humanoid dimensions instead of bursting forth from a shadow cyber state. We're coming up here in moments about the first episode of the new series Who is America by Sacha Baron Cohen that aired Sunday on Showtime. We're coming up.
This November I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. It's already been an extraordinary year for the Innocence Project and their clients. They've already freed more innocent people in the past 12 months than in any year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. The attorneys and paralegals for the Innocence Project are dedicated to doing whatever it takes to set an innocent person free. To support them, a new cohort of law students have recently joined and are excited to help with more than 200 cases of clients seeking to prove their innocence. 9 clients have been exonerated and reunited with their families in 2018 already, and your support now will help build on the incredible momentum of exonerations. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small
business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay Heating Pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can, of course, bring up what you want in these remaining moments. We may have time for you if you dial in now. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. Doing a recap from this week's episode of Who is America? The new Sacha Baron Cohen gig where he's now four characters, one of whom is a ultra-right-wing supposedly disabled former military veteran.
Not military.
Oh, really?
Was in the service.
Which service?
United Parcel.
This is from a letter that he wrote to Sarah Palin.
Right, where she demanded an apology.
We should hold until Palin's actually on the show. We should hold that letter until that time. Because she wasn't on this week. Now, Bernie Sanders was, and a bunch of pro-gun people got skewered majorly. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. And he's going after everybody. He went after the left. He went after the right. So let's talk to, let's see, we've got, I think Big Loaf is on the line here. Big Loaf, are you with us? Big Loaf on the Discord on-air call-in line room. Going once. Going twice.
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are. All right, you're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. So, Conan, like a week or so ago, I think it was you that brought up, in a roundabout way, alternatives to Facebook. And so I was really calling in to talk about that, especially with the latest Recode interview with Zuckerberg, where he goes over, among other things, whatever responsibility for quote-unquote fake news they have on their platform and whether or not to censor some or shed a ban at whatever. And one of those alternatives I want to talk about is Mastodon. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, back when it first started almost a year ago, right? I know that I got on board. I have an account.
So for people that have never heard of this, what is it?
It's like a decentralized Twitter.
Okay.
It's very Twitterish.
It's a decentralized Twitter, meaning that anybody can run a server. All the servers can connect together, kind of like the IRC network or the Riot network, where individuals can run these things, and then you can have people sign up on your server, but they can get federated, if you will, out to other
servers.
Yeah,
I remember when GNU tried some kind of something, and it never really took off.
Yeah, I actually was looking at this recently. I forget, man. I think maybe somebody called about it a couple weeks ago, or somehow it came across my purview, and I was looking at it and thinking, oh, do we want to do this? I'm like, I don't need anything else to moderate. So I didn't decide to move forward with it. But yeah, if anybody wants to go try it out, there's a bunch of public servers that you can join, and then purportedly, as long as the server supports free speech, you would have freedom of speech on this platform, right?
I mean, that's the idea, right? And you'd get to federate with who you want to federate with and not won't want to, right? And, Dara, I think the alternative you were talking about might have been called Diaspora, or maybe it was GNU Social, one of the others, right? And Mastodon, I think, actually leverages GNU Social and the API from that project. Yeah, I just think it's really cool that it's an open source alternative to an otherwise centralized, somewhat authoritarian leaning, it seems, at times, social network.
Yeah, Twitter is very authoritarian leaning. Absolutely. And they've shut down a lot of accounts over political reasons. So this is a way around that. Thanks for bringing that up, Big Loaf. Anything else you want to share?
Oh, take it easy.
All right, appreciate the call tonight. On our Discord on-air call-in line room, where you can jump in over at discord.lrn.fm. So, again, I'm sharing with you a summary and opinion on the new show by Sacha Baron Cohen, Who is America? This was obviously written by a leftist, and she's mad. She's mad because this show, which seemed to have a leftist slant, was not leftist enough for her. So here's her critique. To interview Bernie Sanders as his first character, this is the right-wing character that he's created called Billy Wayne Ruddock Jr.
Dr. Billy Wayne Ruddock Jr.
As Ruddock does, and spend that precious time arguing that he should make all Americans part of the 1% elite by, quote, moving the nines, he pulls out this piece of paper with this quixotic math that's not really math, explaining how all of the people could become the 1%, and is trying to explain this to Bernie Sanders. It's basically a segment to test Bernie Sanders' patience and see how far.
It sounds like all of these characters are in an attempt to see how long they could spoof these people until they finally,
The gun thing goes over and above that. But yes, that's definitely true of the first character here, the Ruddock with Sanders. She goes on complaining. She says, instead of, high-fiving and thanking Sanders for draining Hillary's resources, lets both Sanders and far-right conspiracy theorists off too lightly while preaching to the choir about the imbecility of certain known imbecilic types. Worse still, she says, is the segment with Kane Nindigocello, who is the liberal, ultra-liberal character that he created, who sits down to dinner with Trump supporters Jane Page Thompson and her husband in their South Carolina home, and asks not one question about their continued support of the man, likely to be impeached before the cheese course. Instead, he paints himself as an increasingly extreme liberal who encourages his daughter, Malala, to free bleed on the U.S. flag, and whose partner is having an open affair with a porpoise.
Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I can see that conversation from the left.
The Thompson smiles become fixed, but he's a guest in their home and they treat him as such. Thus, all Baron Cohen succeeds in doing is humanizing two Trump diehards.
Well, we haven't seen the Palin interview yet, so she might completely change her tune. Once the Palin interview comes out, she might be praising this guy.
Oh, I'm just giving you what her opinion is on this one episode. She's doing a decent recap.
Yeah, she's butthurt.
No, she is. Partial redemption, she says, at least comes in the final segment after a dismal interaction with a fecal artist and a gallery owner in Laguna Beach, which requires her to sit through the sound off of offstage huffings as he produced one of his works. He actually gets up in the middle of the interview, grabs a magazine, and goes into the bathroom and creates some art for her on the scene.
Wow.
So here we go. Marad, this is the Israel gun guy, gets various gun nuts in and outside Washington to promote arming preschoolers. Quote, fill the puppy pistol by pushing his lunchbox into his belly and sending the naughty me for a really, really naughty man for a really, really long time out, says one joyously. The gun lobbyist Larry Pratt notes that if children are young enough, quote, if they haven't developed a conscience yet, they can make very good soldiers, unquote. The final most insoluble problem presents itself. if it would be funny only if it weren't so frightening. Let me tell you more about this gun segment here and stop down this recap. This was amazing to watch. It was really the best segment of all four of them. It was also the longest one. He interviews, and I've got a lengthy piece that really digs into it. In fact, the headline here from Mashable.com, gun rights activist claims he totally knew he was in a skit in Who is America. So one of these guys, Philip Van Cleve, wrote an article on his website, apparently, or some, for some website, claiming he knew about this, he figured it out, but he went along with it anyway. And when you, if you watch this episode, you will be amazed at what Sasha Cohen got these pro-gun people to do. Now look, I'm in favor of self-defense. Okay, I'm a libertarian, I believe in your right to self-defense, and you should be able to have a gun. But they literally got these gun guys to say, or to at the very least appear to say, and it seemed like they said it, it didn't seem like tricky editing or anything like that, that they supported preschoolers using guns in self-defense. It was insane what this guy got them to say. And then they go as, and they're in this part of this video for the kindergartner or kindergartens, or I think what they called it. The idea was that they would teach kids as young as age 3 or 4 to fire guns in self-defense, which anybody that supports gun rights should at the very least understand. You don't put a gun in the hands of a 3-year-old.
Right.
No matter how much instruction or how many adults are around, you don't do that. Now, there is an age at which a child is ready, and I'm sure that age is different for each child. There is an age at which a child can and absolutely should, in, you know, gun-friendly families, be brought to the gun range and taught the basics and supervised. I think I was at the range between somewhere in 8 and 10 years old, somewhere in that range. With my parents or with my dad. So, I mean, it's possible at the later side of the first 10 years.
Right.
But 3, 4? I mean, how could somebody possibly be duped into saying something like that on television? It was amazing to watch it happen. Hilarious. And as this person in the article here, the one point I do agree with her on, it's pretty scary. The fact that they could even somehow trick these people to say these things,
right,
my jaw had dropped watching this. It was amazing. She says the final most insoluble problem presents itself. It would be only funny, or it would be funny only if it weren't so frightening. Most of what they say is already on record and has been publicly cheered to the rafters by people whose views aren't going to change by the addition of some minor logical absurdism. If it's being played for laughs, it's a venture that needs to stick to embarrassing people with rude pictures. If it's aiming for satire, it needs a clear, worthy target and unerring aim. Maybe the much-hyped coming confrontations with Sarah Palin and Roy Moore will refine the scattergun approach.
Hey.
She says.
Yeah, so, that's what she's waiting for.
This is a show worth keeping an eye on. It seems like due to this opening episode, he's going to be going after everybody and anybody.
Good.
Nobody is going to be safe from this.
That's why South Park is so popular.
And kudos to him. He really did a great job with the first episode. It's, again, Who is America? It's airing on Showtime on Sunday nights. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.